It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us once again, the one and only Corey Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. How the hell are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you back on the show. CMFT, your first ever solo record out there, and now you're doing a solo tour, a socially distanced and COVID-safe U.S. solo tour, the CMF Tour. Hilarious name. Good job. And so with this tour, you know, there's itinerary of close to 20 cities with varying pandemic restrictions still in place. What's your biggest concern, especially, you know, traveling to so many places?
I mean, honestly, I mean, our biggest concern out here has been just maintaining the safety guidelines, honestly, that are laid down by the CDC, because obviously every state is different. Every state has different guidelines. Every state has different levels of being open. Some of them, there are no mask mandates. Some of them, there are extreme mask mandates, and we just kind of fall in the middle. So for us, the real challenge has been to maintain that level of safety, of making sure that everyone feels safe at these shows, you know, which is why we go off of the federal guidelines and not the state to state. As long as, what the problem comes is when you start breaking up all of these rules or all the regulations and having different stuff in different cities so people don't understand. So if you have a unilateral set of regulations that is right in place to make sure that everyone is not only safe but also having an amazing time, then you can really get back to living, man. You know, and that's kind of what we've seen. You know, it's been, you know, the response has been amazing. People are just so excited for us to be there. And it's just, you know, people just feel, even with the restrictions in place, people feel like we're starting to get back to normal. And that's the whole point of this.
Corey Taylor with us off his solo record, CMFT, Culture Head. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor with us on the show. He's out on the CMF tour right now. And Corey, uncertainty accompanies creativity in that you never know how people will react to it. What gets validated when it becomes apparent how much people enjoy something you did?
I mean, the validation, that's a great question. The validation really comes from that every musician likes to think that he has a very savvy idea of what the people want, what the people want to hear, what's exciting, like for like a new connection, a new direction as far as like making music and performing music. So when that is embraced and people enjoy it, that is really what is validated, is that sense of, okay, I feel like the audience is kind of moving this way with us. Let's lean into that. Or sometimes if you're like, you know, I feel like the audience is ready for us to branch out and ready for us to do something new, and you lean into it. And when people embrace that, it really makes you feel like you're onto something great. That's why a lot of the major artists out there have like this intuition and have this connection with their audience, where when it's time for them to grow, the audience grows with them. So I think that is the biggest piece of the puzzle when it comes to being able to expand your musical boundaries and find new places to go, because the audience, it will let you know if you're on the right track. And when they are, it's total validation.
Corey Taylor with us. Again, he's out on the CMF tour. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Judas Priest, Pantera. We'll check out a new tune from Times of Grace. Josta's weekly pick from The Pit with Jamie Josta of Hatebreed coming up next. And more with Corey Taylor. Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor on the show with us. He's out on the CMF tour. Corey, people who make music grow and change, while the expectation of an audience is often unchanged. How does that detachment actually make for better creativity?
I think it makes for better creativity because you're satisfying yourself first, and then passing it on to the audience. I think that the problem with creativity sometimes comes when you stifle it because you're trying to chase what's going on in like trends and what's going on with like the fads and whatnot. that can make you second guess yourself. It can make you work on music that maybe you're not into, you know? And then that, you know, if that doesn't work out, it can absolutely break down someone and make them almost bitter in a weird way, you know? So when you start with yourself first and satisfy that thing inside you first, and then pass it on to the audience, even if the audience isn't with it, then you can at least say, you know what, I tried it, I had to try it for me, you know? And then you can, you know, most of the greats will kind of go and look for another trail to try and blaze, you know? And in trying to get to a certain level of creative freedom, it's hard sometimes if you don't start with yourself, because you will, you know, drive yourself crazy trying to figure out what the audience wants. If you just stick with what you want first, then you'll never be wrong.
Corey Taylor with us. He's out on the CMF tour. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up this hour, music from Pantera, Suicidal Tendencies, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, and more with my guest, Corey Taylor. It's Full Metal Jackie. Corey Taylor with us on the show this week. He's out on the CMF tour as we speak. And Corey, you never shy away from your opinion, which is usually rooted in common sense. What surprises you most about being an arbiter of rationality and reason?
I mean, the thing that surprises me the most is that most people can't get there themselves. You know, there's definitely a vacuum in this country and around the world of common sense. And I think it really kind of comes from this need to embrace almost a social chaos. You know, it's like people have trained themselves to only really be comfortable if there's drama going on, which is just so toxic. You know, like, we're spreading this toxicity to people that can only really be cured once people go, man, I don't need this in my life. You know, like, it's so that to me, that's really the thing that blows my mind, is that people seek that out half the time. Like, they go looking for it, or they sit back and they turn it into a punchline until it really affects their life. And then they go, oh, there's nothing funny about it. 9 times out of 10, I get really mad when I'm right, to be honest, because I don't want to be. Like, I don't want to be right about, especially when it comes to, like, social media and social situations, the way that people are starting to go and turn when it comes to, you know, people. Nobody can really make a move these days without someone getting pissed off, you know? And it's just ridiculous, you know? I really wish that people would think before they tweet, or think before they post, or think before they react, or say something ridiculous in the comments, or just stop for a second and use your damn brain. And if you don't have one, don't post. It's just that simple.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week, along with a new tune from Red Fang off their new record, Arrows, which just came out. Brian from Red Fang, a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago, and we premiered the song. It's called Why. And again, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week up next, and more with my guest, Corey Taylor. It's Full Metal Jackie, Corey Taylor with us. And Corey, Slipknot started as a bunch of young guys from Iowa tilting at windmills. Now with new music in the foreseeable future, what's different about the things you'll rally against?
You know, when you hit a certain age, you realize that the anger's still there. You know, the passion is still there, the anger's still there. But it's different things that rile you up. It's different things that kind of, that, you know, get your buttons going, get you, you know, ready to rant, ready to rave and go crazy. So for me, it's been really cool to evolve and mature, I guess, is really the word I'm looking for. Mature with our original audience. You know, I mean, our original audience is all adults now, you know, like, they're dealing with real problems, dealing with adult issues. So the trick has been to write in a way that doesn't seem like we are just clearly writing for them, but also write in a way that, you know, appeals to a younger generation as well, without coming off as phony, without coming off as forced, you know? It all comes down to that. So for me, the trick has been to write things that feel like people anywhere can relate to, you know, no matter what a walk of life, no matter what color you are, what religion you are, what country you come from. It's tricky. You want to have everyone embrace your message, you know, especially when there's so much pent up frustration in the world, you know. So I think our thing has been to evolve with the audience, but also make it attainable for a new generation to come and come in and really feel like there's something there, and to kind of do it all over again. You know, have these young kids come in and go, this is my band, you know, this is the one that I want to run with and I want to fight with. And that's been great, you know. Like, I mean, we're still very fortunate to be able to do this, and it's because of things like that.
Corey Taylor with us. See him out on the CMF tour. Corey, thank you so much. It's always great to catch up with you.
It's good to talk to you. So hopefully we'll see you soon at a less crazier place.
Yeah, I hope so. Thanks again.
No worries.
And stick around, because we've got music from Suicidal Tendencies and more up next.